It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher, Boy Shasky.
Take him out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. It's a football Friday / Warrior Friday because they take on the Memphis Grizzlies at home today. They're rolling. They're 9-2. Looking to go to 10-2, improve to 10-2, I should say. And the 49ers looking to get another game against the Seattle Seahawks. That would be 7 in a row against the Hawks. They're NFC West divisional rivals, and they could keep pace with the Arizona Cardinals out west. Here's the Cardinals have a bye week. They're 6-4. Niners are 5-4. You could put Seattle in this deep, deep hole at 4-6. But good morning to everybody out there. Get off the graveyard shift. If you're at work, what is happening? We've got a lot of fun today. Shameless shout-outs to 745. Shameless shout-outs, 745. 60 seconds of celebrity at 707 as the Sharks. They're playing hard, man. They're playing hard. That's all you can do right now is play hard until you get some more assets. But a tough loss yesterday for the Sharkies, 3-2 against the Rangers. We have caller of the week. We have 4-down territory. We have Joe Spadotti in for Joe Shasky, the Butcher. Butcher's a little sick. Maybe he's playing too much softball. Who knows?
What were you guys doing yesterday? Was he yelling too much yesterday?
I don't know what the hell he was doing. Well, he was so... You're perfect. Oh, wait. Were you here when we were talking about LJ getting a haircut?
Yeah, a couple days ago, yes.
Yeah, and he's, you know, so eager to get LJ a haircut before the age of one. It's like, you got to let that thing flow.
Well, I was going to say, like, he doesn't really have that much hair to begin with.
I know.
It's so... He's a first-time parent. It's okay. Like, they're getting excited.
I mean, come on. When did Vinny get his first haircut?
Well, he has kind of, like, the curly hair, yes. Too, so we got away with it after a couple
of
years.
Flow.
Yeah, you let it go for a little bit.
Let it go.
Yes.
And he wanted to go get a haircut. He, nice little picture with him and Michelle and LJ getting a haircut. It's like, all right. We get it.
Got to keep the hair, too. You got to keep it. It's more for the mom than the dad, usually, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but it's just like, I
don't feel sad.
He doesn't feel sad. We know he doesn't feel sad.
As long as he wasn't scared, that's the one benefit of getting a haircut early with the kids. You get them adjusted early on so they're not as scared of the scissors and stuff like that. Like,
I am slippery.
He loved it. Nora, though, watched Benny get a haircut the other day. She was not a fan. She got very scared, and she's scared of the dentist. So we got the duality going on here, Dante.
Yeah,
one of the kids is fine with everything. The other one freaked out. So
yeah, I get it.
That's just a fun balance.
I get it. We're going to break down Hawks and Niners. This is the second time they play this season. Of course, they played on Thursday Night Football a few weeks ago, with the Niners outlasted Seattle. They had a big lead in that game. Guy Harry in the fourth quarter, up 23-17, and then Renardo Green with the big interception to kind of seal the deal on that game. And the Niners were able to rectify their season and bounce back from that tough Cardinals loss that they had, 24-23 at Levi's Stadium 4 days earlier. But Purdy threw for 3 touchdowns in that game. Isaac Arendo had the long 76-yard touchdown in that game. Jordan Mason ran hard, even though he was a bit banged up. Debo was special. He had the long 76-yarder as well. So, look. It's another bounce back. They haven't lost to Geno Smith. I expect that to remain the same once Sunday happens. But I do want to discuss last night, because Spadotti, before the show, we were talking about last night. Rob Lowe. The team that I think people were sleeping on because they don't respect the head coach, But I think we need to stop sleeping on them, and we need to open up our eyes because they will be a problem. And they're another team. Like, Detroit right now is a class in the NFC. Detroit looks like they have that look. And I was looking at Jared Goff in his post-game locker room speech. He goes, we're different than every other team in this league. 31 teams don't got this feeling. Like, he was talking that talk. And I was like, okay, all right, cool. The Philadelphia Eagles are a team we need to stop sleeping on. And
Italian Philly coach?
Yeah, that guy. That guy. Because the one move they made was a CMC-like move. We forgot how good Saquon Barkley is when he's healthy. And boy, he's been healthy this season. And so far this season, he's had like MVP-type numbers. 1,000. He's already over 1,100 yards rushing. 1,137 yards rushing already, Spadoni, through 10 games. He's got 8 touchdowns. He's running hard. And now they're in first place in the NFC East. And I think that's a team, Spadone, that we cannot sleep on in the NFC.
Well, it's just funny how the season started. It was, you know, Hurts v. Sirianni. Which one's going to go? Which one's going to stay? You got Vic Fangio as the DC now. You got Kellen Moore as the OC. They cleaned house with everything last year. It was just a disaster last year, mainly because the 49ers and Debo Samuel just snatched their souls. Trey Greenlaw getting into a Big Dom on the sideline. That was basically the end of their season last year. And then they eventually imploded in Tampa Bay against Baker Mayfield and co. But watching this team yesterday and watching what they've been doing all season long, they play a brand of football that just travels well. And also, come January is what you need. They play really good defense, and they run the ball. That's going to play every single week, whether you're in San Francisco, whether you're in Philadelphia, whether you're in Detroit. It's going to play every single week. And the Tush Push, still undefeated when it comes to the red zone and the goal line. And I know a lot of Saquon owners are very disappointed, although last night he had a big night for fantasy purposes. A.J. Brown could have used a little bit more. Just saying. Terry McLaurin, 2 points, not good enough. Anyways, enough about me.
Nobody cares about your fantasy.
No one does. Well, I do. I didn't get the pregame show this morning. Otherwise, I'd be talking about it for 30 minutes. But I watched that game yesterday, and Jalen Hurts, he was okay, but it's the addition of Saquon Barkley that, and you made the point just now, we devalued as a media so much the running back, and I think it was more so fantasy football media, if anything. It's just like, oh, we can plug and play this guy, we can plug and play that guy. But when you have an established running back, and you're seeing with all the best teams in the NFC, and I don't think the Niners are one of the best teams, but with Christian McCaffrey, and CMC looked pretty good last week, if we get that version, maybe they could be one of the better teams in the NFC. But Josh Jacobs with the Green Bay Packers, Bonte, team's pretty good. Again, Saquon Barkley, Philadelphia Eagles. You look at what Bijan Robinson's doing with the Atlanta Falcons, right? And I know that like they're 6-4, but you get what I'm saying. You get an established running back to go along with a pretty good quarterback, it's going to go a long way. And that's just a team right now that if I'm looking at it, I don't want to play them. Detroit, listen, that loss of Aiden Hutchinson is going to come back at some point. I don't know if you can get over a loss like that. Well, that's their best defensive player, and I get it. They've been blowing out some teams. I still got to see it. I still got to see them get to the Super Bowl first before I crown them. But they've been
Nobody's crowning them, but we did see them advance in the NFC Championship last year, and they won both their home games, and they're probably going to have home field advantage. They're in line to get home field advantage. So, look, we'll see it. I know we always say that we got to see it, but defensively, they haven't missed Aiden Hutchinson yet. Offensively, they're as good as anybody with two running backs and two top-flight receivers and a tight end and the best offensive line in football. So we'll see. We will see. But physically, they're definitely by far and away the best team right now, and they're clicking on all cylinders. But Philadelphia, when you look at what they're doing with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Cooper DeJean as a rookie, he's playing very well. Dallas Goedert's playing well. They're figuring out their third wide receiver spot. Pardon me. That was a dominant win yesterday. The 26-18 win, the score is a little misleading because you look at their total yards, 434 to 264. All right? 434 to 264 yesterday.
Kicker.
You know, Jake Elliott kept it. They held Washington to 93 rushing yards while rushing for 228. That's right. The Eagles ran for 228 yards, 5.7 yards a pop. Now, the red zone walls had some Niner issues, like in the red zone, 1-3 yesterday. But their passing game is coming along here. And Jalen Hurts is making a smart play by getting rid of the football. So yesterday was a dominant win. It would have been a blowout had Jake Elliott made his field goals. But you know what? They're there. They're right there in the mix in the NFC. And they did go to a Super Bowl 2 seasons ago. So they want to get back to that point. Philadelphia is here to stay. They're legit. Just like the Detroit Lions at 707 Comcast Business Text Line said in Spadoni, they did pick up Za'Darius Smith. He's right.
Yeah.
And it's a downgrade, but it ain't that big of a downgrade.
Yeah.
And with the way they're flying around the football and how physical they are, they're going to be a problem. They will be a problem, but it leads us back to the 49ers here. The 49ers have yet to play on a level of Philadelphia and Detroit yet. Mm. They've yet. What we've seen. We were asked a fan yesterday, Spadoni, do style points matter at this point, or is it just about winning? Because to me, it's just about winning. Last week was an ugly week in the NFL, but winning games, like I'm looking at Minnesota's post-game locker room speech, and Kevin O'Connell, even though they won 12-7 against Jacksonville, he was so damn fired up about the win because he understands right now is the most difficult part to win. Teams don't want to get eliminated from the playoff chase. Teams don't want to get fired or cut, get their coaches fired. Maybe some do. The players don't. They're playing for jobs for next season. They got to get their stats. They're trying to make their Pro Bowls. They're trying to make all pro teams. So it's hard to win in November and December. It's hard to win. So to me, I don't care how the Niners win on Sunday. Just win a damn football game and it proves a 6-4.
Well, and you've got to win this game because you start, and I'm not playing the whole schedule game, but it just got me curious because the Lions, 8-1 right now, mm-hmm. you said they are on the track to be the number one overall seed in the NFC. Eagles are right behind them, and then you got the Vikings at 7-2. I was looking at their schedules, right? So the Lions, I think, could probably have the most favorable schedule just given how their opponents have been playing recently. Got the Jags, they got the Colts, they got the Bears coming up. Pretty favorable, right? Eagles, you like Rams, Ravens, Panthers. Okay, those first two, maybe a little tougher. Panthers playing a little bit better with Bryce Young now. Then you got the Niners, Seahawks, and then you got on the road to Green Bay, on the road in Buffalo. Like, those are going to be the ones that tell a lot about this team. But it starts this week against, I don't know if you can call them your division rivals anymore. I don't even know if the 49ers view them as rivals anymore because you've just owned and dominated right. them for so long. There's no more Richard Sherman. There's no more Russell Wilson. Geno Smith and Mike McDonald. It's not Pete Carroll and Russ, mm-hmm. and right? So it's different. But they're coming off a bye. And their season is on the brink, much like Tampa desperate. Bay's last week.
They're desperate.
Yes, I thought Tampa Bay going into that was the more desperate team. And late, it felt like, man, could they steal this one after being kind of dominated offensively for most of that game? And the 49ers hung on and ended up getting the win. So I'm looking at this week. Can they get back to a 49er brand of football? Can Christian McCaffrey start to establish that running game more and more? Because let's not get it twisted. At Levi's, last year, when Mike McDonald, now head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, was the defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, they dominated. They got the turnovers, and I know maybe I shouldn't say dominated because Greg Cosell, R95.7 The Game insider, might come down on me because he said the 49ers moved the ball well against the defense of Baltimore last Christmas. But that being said, there were 5 turnovers, and a lot of them, if not all of them, were on the quarterback Brock Purdy.
Yep.
So I'm interested to see what Mike McDonald has in store for the second go-around now at Levi Stadium, because I felt like Brock was pretty damn comfortable first go-around up in Seattle on Thursday Night Football.
The first go-around, it was all Niners.
All.
I mean, they went 36-24, and it really shouldn't have been that close.
No, they got a little hairy there at the end.
No doubt.
They can't finish games is the problem.
No, they can't finish games. But they're actually, you know, they had the red zone issues again. They were 3-5 in that football game. But they ran the ball well against Seattle. They threw the ball well. Geno has some garbage time stats that he racked up a 300-yard game. But he was 30 of 52, excuse me. And that was probably Nick Bosa's best game of the season. Now, Nick Bosa didn't practice yet this week. And Nick Bosa's banged up. And maybe the snaps are getting to him. The usage rate, as they say. Oh, his snap count went up. Him and Leonard Floyd, they're playing the more snaps than they ever have before. But that's what's required on this football team with the lack of depth at the edge position. So can Nick Bosa go? Can he give you 100%? Because that's the key. Nick Bosa set the tone on the first 3 plays of the game the last time they met Seattle. In the run game, in the pass game, forcing incompletions, stuffing the run, containing. Now, how bothersome is this hit for Nick Bosa on Sunday? And obviously bothering him against Tampa Bay. If he's less than 100%, Then all of a sudden, Geno Smith's a little more comfortable, right? He walks into Levi Stadium knowing that, hey, number 97 is not going to be coming around the edge, harassing me as much as he has in the past because he's not 100%. These injuries that are piling up for the 49ers are still a massive, massive concern. So we'll see who's in. We'll see who's out. I know Connor Williams is Seattle Seahawks center. He didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday, but the team listed his absence as non-injury related and personal. Mm. So
much like Charvarius Ward,
much
obviously.
Much like Charvarius Ward. DNP. He's probably going to not play this Sunday.
And what we know about Charvarius Ward going up against DK Metcalf, right? He likes to shut down certain guys, but that was the thing last game, right? He likes to go up against the number ones on the other team. And Nick Sorensen's like, nah, you're going to move around here, Charvarius. So no Charvarius Ward probably this week. Noah Fant, DNP for the Seahawks. Brady Russell, their tight end. So two of their tight ends already down. And then Leonard Williams, that's the guy you got to worry about. He usually makes plays in these games. He was limited yesterday. So usually if you're limited on Thursday, if you practice again today, you're probably going to play. And then, as you said, Connor Williams or center DNP. So, yeah, I mean, if there is no Nick Bosa potentially, and it's looking like if he's not going to participate today, that's usually the tell that he's not going to play on Sunday. Now, there are some circumstances. I know Max Crosby, you know, he's a guy that, you know, DNPs a couple times and maybe he plays. But given how important Nick Bosa is just for this team, do you want to force him out there?
Like, yes, you do. It's a division game. You got to win.
I paid Leonard Floyd a lot of money, Bonte. Can you like step up and like be the guy for one game?
You paid him okay. I mean, he's the second guy. And
can he be a one though? If I need him to be this week, can he do that?
I don't know.
I paid him like he should be.
I don't know. Well, Nick Bosa is the highest paid defensive player in football.
Yes.
So,
but again, his usage rate, as you said, is exponential.
Well, Leonard Floyd's too. Nick Bosa is getting paid $34 million. All right. Last week, he struggled. Now, Baker was getting the ball out quick, but we all saw the play at the end of the game where Baker didn't get sacked by Nick Bosa. It was embarrassing. But Leonard Floyd signed a 2-year, $20 million contract. It's not bad. Not like he's breaking the bank, right?
No, but we all said that he was going to benefit a lot from Nick Bosa. I thought he's been too.
He's been a disappointment, and maybe it's the scheme. Maybe it's the clout. Maybe it's the wide night scheme that he doesn't fit in. No, seriously, schemes matter. Fits matter. We're seeing this in basketball. We see it in football. We see it everywhere in sports. Fit matters. If you don't fit, it's going to look bad. Like Javon Hargrave, I don't know if he fits in the wide night system. It hasn't been pretty. Now, he's out. But when it comes, you know, when it comes to Leonard Floyd and Nick Bosa, you don't have Nick Bosa. All of a sudden, that offense feels a lot more comfortable. 97, even if he's not getting to the quarterback, you have to admit, Nick Bosa has a presence on that defensive line.
Oh, of course.
Offensive coordinator's going to look at Nick Bosa. He's not going to care if he's 75%. He may say, you know what? We're not going to run the ball towards him anyway. We're not going to scheme our passing game. We're not going to throw rollout pass or call rollout passes or play action passes towards number 97, Nick Bosa. Just not going to do it.
So maybe a snap count. Maybe you limit some of the touches.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it's a snap count. Maybe you play on a second or third down.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know, but not having Nick Bosa would be a huge, huge loss. I don't even want to envision what it looks like.
Well, right now, as I go on DraftKings, I like to look at the spreads in some of these games, right? Niners are almost a touchdown favorite at home. I don't even know what it opened up as. I think it was 7.5, but now it's down at 6.5.
Well, that's sharp money on Seattle.
Yeah, that's a lot of points, too. And I get it. Like, you hung on the road, coming out of a bye against Tampa.
Division game.
Divisional game. I honestly, though, deep down, Bonte, I just don't think much of the Seahawks because of Geno Smith. I just don't. Even without Nick Bosa, will it be harder? Yes, but I don't respect the Seattle Seahawks as a legitimate force in the NFC at all. In fact, I think they're the fourth worst team in the NFC West. I like the Rams over them, and I know the Rams lost last week to the Miami Dolphins, but I think they got a better quarterback, they got better wide receivers, they got better defensive players. Your boy Jared Verse is the defensive rookie of the year right now. He's doing unbelievable. You see what Kyler Murray's doing? He's an MVP candidate over the Arizona Cardinals. They're balling. Like, I'm sorry. I don't see much of the Seattle Seahawks right now in regards to this division. The 49ers should handle them on Sunday. I know we'll talk to Dick Fan, our boy up there in Seattle Radio at 920 about it.
Also, some injury news. Some injury news for the Golden State Warriors. DeAnthony Melton has a sprained left ACL and will undergo further tests. He will not play tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies. Got some numbers on him. He was playing really, really well, and Steve Kerr has finally settled on a starting five here for the Golden State Warriors. So 888-957-9570 is the number. The Warriors playing the Grizzlies. I know we're feeling good about the Dubs. We'll get into them in a little bit. Niners, Seahawks, what you're feeling on this football game. 615, Spadoni, Comcast Business Text Line saying that Bosa needs to play. If the 49ers lose this game, it could be a possible 0-3 the next three games. He needs to play. So,
well, if they're going to lose the next two games anyways, like I don't have that kind of mindset. But well, I don't want to – if he is my lead dog, and we'll pick it up on the other side. Like, if it's that serious, I don't want it to get even more so serious.
Well, he's got to play. I mean, well, if it is serious and he doesn't play, then that's even a bigger concern moving forward for Nick Bosa if he does miss a game like this week against Seattle. All right, more coming up here on the Morning Roast. Shout out to YouTube, everybody watching on YouTube or Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance. You got the dealer and all guests on 95.7 The Game. Appear on the River Islands. Guess what? We'll go behind enemy lines with Dick Fed. Maybe we'll get a surprise appearance from his co-host. More on that a little bit later. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? More football talk. 888-957-9570. Niner fans, how are we feeling about Seattle week? Does it hit the same? Does Seattle week hit the same? It feels like it doesn't. Like, I was even debating on going to the games, but Odie. So much just Seattle week just don't hit the same. That's me. What about you out there? And it ain't 957-9570 is the number. More coming up, brought to you by Save Mart, Lucky California.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm the unreasonable one.
What up? This is Turtle Pie Turtle from Frisco. If you're anything like me, you're getting hella roasted every day on the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Yee!
All right, Turtle Pie. Good morning, everybody out there on a Friday, a non-payday Friday. But it is a football Friday / Warriors Friday as they take on the Memphis Grizzlies. The Anthony Melton, what a tough blow for the Warriors in the short term, man. Just as they were getting healthy, rounding into form, Melton was playing well, playing some really good basketball last two nights in OKC. What do you have, 19-10 against Oklahoma City? Hit five threes in that basketball game, showing some great two-way play. And, of course, the other night against the Dallas Mavericks on Clay Day, Clay Night, he was solid in that game. Hit a big three when the Warriors are down 7, 112-105. Hits a three to make it 112-108 from the top of the key to stabilize the basketball game. He was playing solid defense, of course, chasing the rock. Kyrie Irving, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, and that one, 14 points. And again, he was starting to hit three balls, 7 of his last 14 from three. So it's a nice little who's going to step up? What's Steve Kerr going to do in that spot? Is he going to go back to Jonathan Kuminga in the starting lineup? Is he going to go to Buddy Hield? Will he go back to Brandon Podziemski to get him rolling? Or it could be Moses Moody. Maybe that's GP2.
Honestly, all those are great problems to have. Again, speaks to the depth of this team. Yes, you'd like to have D'Anthony Melton, but every team has injuries right now. I mean, the team you're playing tonight, no Ja.
Yep.
Like, that's their best player. Like, no, and they just play the Lakers very well, actually. So you can't even sleep on the Memphis Grizzlies. Ja? And Warriors know more than anyone not to sleep on the shorthanded Memphis Grizzlies because they will kick your ass if you sleep on them.
We remember MLK Day.
Right? Yes.
G.G. Jackson.
What was the game of his life? What was the line you had, Bonte?
What did I have? Martin Luther King had a dream?
Yes.
No, what was the line? I don't remember. Martin Luther King had a dream. I forget
this,
what.
But this was a nightmare or something like that.
I opened a postgame show with that. Remember that?
That's what it was. Yeah, but this was a nightmare.
This was a nightmare for the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, I forget what the line
Taylor
was.
Taylor Jenkins and them boys.
Yeah, Taylor Jenkins and them boys, man. The Grizzlies 7-4 to start the season. So you're right. You can't sleep on them.
No.
Just looking at some numbers real quick before we get back into football. Jerry Jackson Jr. in the restricted area this season, shooting 71%, so he's finishing around the basket.
Against the Lakers.
Yep. Even as around the break, above the break threes, he's shooting 43% from there. Now restricted paint area, shooting 58%. So he's having a very solid start to the season. Zach Edey, per 36 minutes. I love the per 36 minutes. But as a rookie, he's second in points per game, 20 points per 36 minutes, and 12 rebounds. You got to get a body on this big man. This guy's legit. Zach Edey is going to be a solid pro, right? But I do look forward to Stephen Curry getting the ball screen and getting Zach Edey on the island on the pick and roll to say, come have this dance with me, because Steph Curry right now is on the heater as well, Spadone.
It's unbelievable, and you and Chaska were talking about it a couple of days ago. Like, anytime he gets switched onto a big man, it's just, what are you doing? As a defense, he's like, you're cooked at that point. I don't care if it's Anthony Davis. I don't care if it's a Zach Edey, a Jaren Jackson. It doesn't matter. He's going to cook. Almost, and he does that to just guards in general, but more so the big guys. But Steph is just, he's like, my main takeaway, and I get it was Clay Day we were all talking about the other day, Bonte. But honestly, my thoughts coming out of that game was not really about Clay. It was like, this team's just good. The Warriors are just good. Like, that was a good win against a solid playoff opponent, the Western Conference winners last year in the Dallas Mavericks. And yeah, you guys had Tim Kawakami on, and I agree with him. Like,
who was he on with? Willard and Dibs?
Oh, was he on? No, sorry. We as a station. Had our guy, Odyssey insider, Tim Kawakami.
San Francisco Standard.
San Francisco Standard, there you go. But he was saying, like, yeah, he's putting them in the category of, you know, the Mavericks, of the Suns, stuff like that. And I'm right along there with him. Heading into the season, like, was this a play-in team or not, was the conversation we were having. I've moved past that, Bonte. This is a playoff team. Now the question is, are they a top three playoff team? That's going to be what is going to be
50-win team?
The question. Maybe.
A named player.
Now, does that translate in the playoffs with this rotation, stuff like that? That's a different question. I'm not there yet. I'm just focusing on the here and now. It's November 15th, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I'm not going to go deep playoff runs. Yeah, we're not going to.
Can we win an NBA Cup first and foremost? Because that's the big thing. And this game tonight is part of the NBA Cup.
You know, the Emirates NBA Cup.
Thank you.
Emirates NBA Cup, because they put a lot of money
into
this.
And we love Emirates here,
The Emirates NBA Cup, and it is a cup game, and the Warriors want to get another point and maybe get that trip to Las Vegas. And I joke with Chris Muller, like, hey, man, they're going to hang that banner right next to your number 17 at Chase Center. The Emirates NBA Cup, baby, let's go.
But you got Arsenal. They have the Emirates. They're part of the Arsenal Football Club.
My Liverpool... Liverpool is rolling right now.
They're balling. Mo Salah and them boys.
He might go to Barcelona.
Mo?
You see that? Mo Salah.
That's fine. They got Christian Pulisic as the replacement, according to the reports. So
who? Barcelona or Liverpool?
Liverpool.
Ooh.
The American.
Ooh.
Ooh. You like that?
You move over to Liverpool, too?
Oh, are you kidding me? I root for the Americans only, Bonte.
You never walk alone?
I never walk alone. I also claim every single team that American plays on, so it's easy for me.
Yeah, I'm a bandwagon hopper, too. Look, the Grizzlies, real quick. Ja Morant, Marcus Smart, and Desmond Bane have only played 36 minutes together this season. 36 minutes. So when you talk about Memphis, they're 7-4 right now. And they are going to be, look, this is a team that was the number two and number three seed in back-to-back seasons in the Western Conference. And, of course, Ja Morant got suspended last year to start the season when he missed the first 25 games. Then he came back and he got hurt and was out for the season. They had a lot of injuries. So they're trying to get healthy, but right now they're not healthy. His jaw's out again. He's going to be out today as I look at their injury report. All right, here we go. Desmond Bane, questionable, right oblique. Brandon Clark, questionable, left toe soreness. G.G. Jackson, out. Ja Morant, out. Ja Morant, out. Cam Spencer, out. Vince Williams Jr., out. They have a lot of injuries. On paper, the Warriors should win this game, but you never want to take a team lightly. They are big. They are physical. They will slow the game down, and they're a gritty team. Like you mentioned the other day, just a second ago, Spadone, they played the Lakers tough the other night.
They did.
At Crypto.com Arena.
And the Lakers haven't lost at home, and they pushed them to the brink there. Then you look at their schedule coming up, though, Bonte, but I don't want to get too out of myself here, but I know the loss of Melton, but you got Steph, you got Draymond, you got all these guys. Andrew Wiggins playing very well. Got the Clippers, Hawks, Pelicans, Spurs. Again, no Zion. I know Wemby just dropped 50. He looked amazing the other night. Hawks aren't, you know, Grant Liffman and them boys.
Eh. They beat Boston the other night.
Yeah, that's great. They were also
Boston.
They were 6.5-point dogs for a reason.
Hey, Emirates and NBA Cup, man. They upset the Celtics. I'm not taking them lightly.
That's great. The Trae Young value at an all-time high. Go ahead and move off that. Yeah.
They may do it for Grant Liffman.
Stop.
7-5. By the way, I'm just saying 7-4. 7-5, Memphis. 7-5.
Yes, 7-5. And then they got the Nets. And then before playing the Thunder, then it gets a little more difficult. Suns, Nuggets, etc. So, again, just I feel so damn optimistic about this Golden State Warriors team right now, which, again, is crazy because if I would have told you a couple months ago, Bonte, that on November 15th, 2024, that I feel better about the Golden State Warriors than I do about the San Francisco 49ers and their future, I would have said you're taking crazy pills. But I do.
What does that even mean?
I feel better about their future?
Yeah.
I just do. Like, I feel
future
better about
in terms of what?
Terms of being legit contenders.
So
I'm down on the 49ers right now.
Yeah,
I'm just
why?
Down.
Why? If they win the division, do they make the playoffs? You don't think they're contenders?
Do you has anything after the Super Bowl given you hope about this team winning the Super Bowl?
Well, I'm sure Kansas City fans said that last year too.
Yeah, but they've won Super Bowls.
Yeah, but so I don't care. But the Niners have been to Super Bowls.
Yeah, but they haven't won it.
The Niners have won, but they've been close.
They don't have Patrick Mahomes either.
Then you know what? Then nobody has a shot then. All the teams that haven't won it, like Detroit doesn't have a shot because they've never been there. You know, like Philadelphia doesn't have a shot because they haven't won since
Philadelphia's been playing much better than the 49ers. Come on.
But if the Niners get into the playoffs, who to say they don't have a chance? They have the quarterback. They have the head coach. McCaffrey's back. Debo's battle-tested.
Do they have the defense?
George Kittle's back. They held Tampa Bay last week to 215 yards.
Tampa Bay doesn't have Mike Evans or Chris Godwin.
But they held them to 215 yards.
I mean, you do what you got to do.
It's just like the Warriors. As you feel good about the Warriors, did the Celtics have Jaylen Brown?
No, they didn't.
Did the Pelicans have Trey Burford the third?
No.
And Herb Jones in the second game?
Holmgren also out after 5 minutes against the Thunder.
Exactly. Did Dallas have P.J. Washington playing in that basketball game?
The other night.
So we could all nitpick and say, hey, they didn't have this guy. They didn't have, like, tonight, Memphis is going to be short-handed. But you know what? You don't control what the other team does or who's in or who's out. You control how you play and you control the situation.
Yeah, but
what the Niners did last week was say, hey, we're going to go down to Tampa Bay off a bye week. Like, we were talking about Philadelphia dominating the game yesterday. The score was kind of misleading. And the way that game last week in Temple was misleading. They should have won that game going away. Kickers got to make kicks. I get it. Special teams have to be a lot better. You gave up a short field off the muff punt. But for the most part, the Niners controlled that game.
Did you feel good about that win?
Yeah, I did.
You felt good.
I did.
You felt great about where this team is at.
I felt great. I'll tell you why I felt great about that one.
That's surprising.
The resiliency and facing adversity in that situation. Things could have crumbled. You got Debo Samuel chopping Tabor Pepper in the neck, and Kyle Shanahan mentioned that, yeah, you can't put your hands on somebody. But the fire that I saw from that football team, and to bounce back down 17-13 in the fourth quarter, take a lead, almost give up a touchdown, but the defense stood tall, only gave up the field goal, and to go down there and score within 41 seconds, and to go down there and see Ricky Pearsall make two big-time catches as a rookie. Juwan Jennings making a big play. Hell yeah, I feel good about that win. Beggars can't be choosers. Minnesota feel good about the win of 12-7 over Jacksonville. You know what I'm saying? They feel good. Detroit feels good despite throwing five interceptions. They feel good about the win. It's all about winning. I don't give a damn what it looks like. This ain't the BCS. You ain't getting style points in the college football rankings. You don't have to run up the score. Just win the damn game. The Niners won a game that they have lost this season. But after the bye week, they fixed that. Facing adversity, Spinone, that's what I'm saying. So I feel good about the win, and I feel good about where they're at.
I don't feel good about where they're at, and I'm going to tell you why on the other side.
All right, tell me why on the other side. Tell me why on the other side. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
I'm going to get real dorky here.
Bay Area, it's D'Anthony Melton. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasta on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Mel, I'm going to miss you for a few weeks. Sprain ACL. Sprain ACL is the report. The official report from Warriors, from the Warriors organization. Sprain left ACL and will undergo further tests. He's not going to play tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies, his former team. An update on the status will be provided when available. So we should know within the next 48 to 72 hours the status of D'Anthony Melton and how long he will be out. But he was playing some good basketball, man. He had missed 5 games with the lower back strain. We knew he missed 44 regular season games a season ago with the back injury. He'd only played in 1 playoff game, but this guy was coming in. I love this song right here. This is smooth. D'Anthony Melton, 1 year, $12 million deal. An improvement deal. The SoCal native, of course, is I like this guy a lot, man. I really like D'Anthony Melton. I like what he brings to this roster. So how will Steve Kerr play it with the starting lineup after he basically committed to the starting lineup with Curry, Melton, Draymond, Wiggins, and TJD? Now, TJD has stayed at the 5, and Loondog and TJD have been playing very well together as a combination. 20 rebounds the other night against Dallas. Loondog, one of the league leaders in offensive rebounds.
You did 9 the other
9
day.
9 offensive rebounds, Loondog, and you just hear Loonchets. Like Schleprock said, call him Mr. Windex because all he does is clean up the glass.
And he joined us yesterday on 95.7 The Game during Crosstalk. That's got to be the first time ever that a guest has joined 4 of our hosts at once, not named like a Warriors Summit or something like that. But we never even have guests during that time.
Yeah, we don't have
really
guests. Yeah.
Unless I think Lo Neal joined you guys, but he was actually there, so it's a little bit different. So Kevon Looney, find that interview obviously on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, whatever. Or the Free Odyssey app. Download that, Bonte, as you know. But it just speaks to the leadership of this team, too, from top to bottom and the buy-in from everyone, that a guy like Kevon Looney, who has been a multi-time champion, played in some of the biggest games in the history of the sport, is willing to come off the bench or willing to have DNPs some nights. And that's got to be hard, right? Seeing a young guy kind of take over. It's still, if you're Kevon Looney, it's like, dude, I'm not 35 years old.
Right.
Right now, he's got kind of like old wear and tear on his body because he obviously came into the league with a hip injury coming out of UCLA, Bonte. And he's had a lot of obviously high stress games on that body playing into the playoffs as much as he's done in his young career. He's what, 28? So it's a little bit different, but also at the same time, you got to be like, hey, I got a lot of good years left in me if I'm Kevon Looney. But it's the buy-in from a guy like Kevon Looney, a buy-in from Andrew Wiggins, from Moses Moody, from Brandon Pajemski, every single player, Draymond Green, Stephen Curry, Terry Stotts, Jerry Stackhouse now, the assistant coaches that have done wonders on this staff so far early on with Steve Kerr. I'm just so impressed with the depth of this team, man.
The depth is good. And so Steve Kerr with his depth, you know, who's going to play? And it's not about the starters. Joined Lovin last week about the start. It's about the first 5 and getting off the better starts, which the Warriors did the last 2 first quarters. There's no doubt. Got off the better starts against OKC and Memphis. But Melton's interchangeable. Will you start Buddy? Will you start Kuminga? We'll see how Steve Kerr plays and how that affects the second unit here. But it is worrisome that Melton's been out now. It's going to be a 6th game he's been out. And you just hope that the young man can stay healthy. You just hope that the young man can stay healthy and contribute to a team that looks like they're primed to have a big-time regular season. Now, we'll see what happens over the next month or two. They'll start to play some teams at full strength, as they may have some guys who are in and out of the lineup. You never know with the injuries right now, but so far, so good with the Golden State Warriors. Then they get another test, and I was thinking about this yesterday, and I was for a second, Spadone, I was like, man, maybe the Dubs will have an emotional letdown today. You know, after the Clay day and everything that went into that, and Steph Curry and everything.
You had a couple of days off. Yeah.
But this team understands where they're at in the Western Conference. They understand that Minnesota is struggling right now. They will get hot. Dallas has lost 4 in a row. They will turn it around. By the way, the Luka Doncic defense at the end of the game yesterday against Utah, embarrassing.
That
flat out embarrassing.
That's all I kept seeing on my timeline late last night was Luka and defense was trending.
Yesterday was just embarrassing for Luka. That was embarrassing.
Which is really surprising. Like, not, I shouldn't say surprising, but, you know, I could accept the fact that a guy like Stephen Curry may not be the greatest defensively, just given his size and stature and just how important he is offensively and the level of, like, just how much he has to run miles-wise throughout a game. I get it. Luka, you're like 6'8", 6'7", and you're a big guy.
He just doesn't move.
Give
no
me
effort.
Something.
No effort.
You have the size.
No effort.
And it's more than half of playing defense, Monty, is just wanting to do it. Like, Kobe would talk about that all the time. Like, hey, listen, I work hard at this. It's not that I have this God-given ability. Yeah, I'm tall. Yeah, I work out, and I try to get, like, strength and muscle on me. But I have to work at this every single day. Same with Michael Jordan. They hung their hat on this every single day. And, you know, when I saw a guy like Klay Thompson, you know, who's similar size and build with Luka, you just, I think a lot of fans took for granted just how good that guy was defensively. Yeah. And just how effortless it was for him on both sides of the court. Yep. Even when he was at his best, you know, we talked about him occasionally as the best two-way player in the game, but it was always Kawhi Leonard, right? It was always a guy like that, and Klay Thompson, because he had Steph and he had Draymond on his team, so he'd kind of get pushed to the side a little bit there. But man, you're right. Just the lack of effort is why it's hard sometimes to root for a guy like Luka Doncic, who was amazing offensively. Yep. No one's denying that. Mm-hmm. He looks like LeBron at times with his ball distribution and his shooting abilities. But just LeBron gave me something on the other end of the court too, dude. Yep. Like, and he's young enough to where maybe he can get up there, but I don't know.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But you know what, though? Memphis will turn it around. I mean, excuse me, Dallas will turn it around at some point. Minnesota will turn it around at some point. Phoenix is hanging in there despite not having Kevin Durant. So it's important for the Warriors, which is why I don't think they'll have an emotional letdown tonight against Memphis. They know what Memphis is going to bring to the table. They sat back and watched them against the LA Lakers, led by Steph Curry, Draymond Green, who's playing at an unbelievable level. He really is. He is. I keep using that line to check me to change. I like that line a lot. Watching that game back, Spadoni against the Mavericks, we'll get right back into football in just a second. And we'll get back to your point before the break about why you feel better about the Warriors than you do the Niners. What popped out to me after watching the game over was Steph Curry, Draymond Green. They were like playing at different speed. Mm. Steph Curry's moving so well off the ball, back cuts, cuts all over the place. And then you get Draymond Green, who's been a leader in playing defense and filling up the stat sheet and being aggressive offensively and coming up with key steals and block shots and no turnovers the other night. When those two guys are locked in like that, everything else just kind of fits into, falls into place. And Andrew Wiggins, even though he scored 8 and struggled offensively, had a hell of a game defensively. Like, but watching that game back, I was like, okay, if Dre is playing like that on a nightly basis, and Steph is playing like that on a nightly basis, then maybe this team is not far away from doing the unthinkable and maybe winning a 5th ring. But we're so far away from that. But if they continue to do that, who the hell is going to bet against these guys in a playoff series? I'm not.
It's pretty unbelievable that, you know, March 14th is Steph's birthday and he'll be 37 next year.
Doesn't look it.
He's still faster than everyone else.
He doesn't look it.
It's him and LeBron when it comes to the longevity and the athleticism that it's unparalleled. It really is. And LeBron obviously has been a physical freak of nature since he was 16, 17 years old. You just saw that, the build, the size, whatever. And he got stronger and stronger as it got on. But Stephen Curry, I got to give him his credit when it comes to just rebuilding his body. And again, we'd go back to this. He's listed as 6'2", maybe 6'3", if he grows out his hair, Bonte. He's not the biggest individual, but he put on some size. He put on some muscle. But sometimes that comes at the cost of quickness, but it hasn't for him.
Yep.
That's what's so impressive about him. And he has, you know, gotten better at defense. I still think he's slightly below average there when it comes to there. But it was fun watching him at times actually handle Clay a little bit defensively last game. So that was pretty cool. But just, again, just don't take for granted what you're watching with Steph Curry, because him and Draymond, and Draymond's probably the one that's, not saying surprising, but I think has got people most excited, because Anthony Slater, a 95.7 The Game Insider, covers his team better than everyone else, joined you guys a couple days ago. Courtesy of the River Islands guest line, he said he's playing like a DPOY. He's playing like a top three defensive player in the league now.
Held Zion to 5 of 20 on the back end of a back to back against the New Orleans Pelicans. 5 of 20 shooting, Zion Williamson. You never see that happen. Laurie Markkanen, who everybody wanted in the offseason, he shut him down.
What's Lowry doing these days with the Utah Jazz? Everyone wanted him.
Well, yeah, you don't hear too much about that, do you? And it's better to have these young assets now, I believe, because Kuminga's playing better off the bench. He's playing really well, Kuminga, right now. He's averaging 17 a game since he's been shifted to the bench.
You know what? That's interesting, Bonte. I'm going to pull up some of the stats real quick when it comes to Markkanen and Kuminga.
All right, I'll pull up Kuminga.
No, I got it right now. I got both. All right. So right now, just early sample size, but the regular season, Lowry Markkanen's averaging 16 points, about 40% from the field overall, 41% from the three, 6 boards. 2 assists. So 16, 6, and 2.
Oh, wow.
Jonathan Kuminga, who's getting paid significantly less than Lauri Markkanen,
yeah.
who has a tremendous more upside, in my mm-hmm. opinion. He's 22 years old, 14-4-1.
Hmm.
Not too far off, to be honest with
you. How many minutes per game for Markkanen, and how many minutes per game?
24 for Kuminga, 29
wow.
for Lauri Markkanen.
Wow.
And by the way, Kuminga, shooting percentage, 48%.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I'm just saying. Interesting.
I told Dunleavy if I die, I said, hey, man, I'm glad you did trade. I tell all those guys. I don't care. That's how I feel. Markkanen wasn't moving the needle. He wasn't moving the needle for me. But how about this? I grabbed the numbers once Kuminga got shifted to the bench. And he's a reserve now, but he's getting 26 minutes a game as a reserve.
After Sham sent the benched tweet.
So ridiculous. So bad. How about this? Since he's been a reserve, 26 minutes a game, 52% shooting from the floor, 43% shooting from the field, from three, 17 points a game, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Now, the free throw percentage has to get better, 66.6% from free throw line, but 17 a game, 5 rebounds, 26 minutes, 52 from the floor, 43 from three. That's what Kuminga is doing as a reserve next to Buddy Hield.
Maybe this is a stretch, Bonte, but could he be playing that Iguodala role potentially?
Absolutely.
Heading into the playoffs.
You see the way he was defending Luka the other night?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just looking at, and again, the comp maybe isn't there.
Right. They're different players. I understand what you're trying to say, though. The impact defensively
Defensively, the
right.
size, the, yep. like what they can do.
But this guy can go downhill and get to the hoop at will. Like, he could do that better than Iguodala at the stage
Correct.
Iguodala was at with the Golden State Warriors. Iguodala's a hell of a player.
Yes.
Swiss Army knife.
He's a borderline probably going to be a Hall of Famer. He was the number one on those Sixers squads.
He was
a number one.
Sixers squads didn't do a lot.
They didn't, but you know he dragged them to the playoffs.
No, Iguodala was fine.
He was supposed to be the next AI.
Kuminga he can be a more complete player than Andre Iguodala. He has a potential to be a more now. Iguodala had to handle.
He's 22.
Iguodala could bring the ball up the floor, and he had a better handle than Kuminga right now.
And a ball distributor. He was a better ball distributor.
Better passer, no doubt. But Kuminga's an underrated passer. Not to say that Kuminga's a bad passer. I just think he doesn't get enough credit for the way he can pass. So Kuminga's playing some good basketball. But I want to get back to Loon Dog for a second because he discussed the 12-day
time for
rotation.
The legal.
Oh, the legal. Sorry, Guru.
Huge.
Sorry. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMG FM, NAC1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Here's what Loon said during the crossover yesterday. Willard did Steiny Goo crossover loony about the 12-man rotation.
I think it all falls on the players. If we want it to work, it can work. You know, if we buy in that we're going to make the most of our time and not complain about minutes, not complain about not getting enough time or not starting. That could where it could be problems when guys start complaining and bickering about things. But if we all buy into the system and buy into that this 12-man rotation is going to make us win and that we're all going to chip in and wait on our turn, I think it's going to work. So I think it's all based on the players and based on our belief in the system and us buying in. I think we've been buying in so far, and that's why it's been working.
It has been working, and they are bought in. What about the chemistry, Loon Dog?
After last season, after not making the playoffs, everybody had to look at each other in the mirror and hold each other accountable and hold themselves accountable. Last year wasn't up to our standards. You know, we was above 500. We had a decent record, but we didn't make the playoffs. And we were talking about winning championships. And to not even make the playoffs was something that none of us foresaw. So this offseason, I think everybody locked in and put all their egos and stuff to the side. And when we came in, everybody was buying in. We listened to our coaching staff, and we got our identity back. And we just got out there playing with joy. I think it shows. The new guys came in and brought a different energy, brought a new life. The young guys got better, and I think everything is starting to click at the right time. And we know it's a long season. It's only been 10-11 games, and we got a lot more to prove, but we like the way we're playing, and we off to a good start.
I love the way they're playing. And Loon Dog spitting the wisdom there. Nothing but gospel from Loon Dog.
One of the leaders of that team. I think people get slept on during that whole Draymond Green debacle, punch. I hate to go Hawaiian, but you got to go back to that. But during that whole thing, that was, Kevon Looney was the guy that was very outspoken. Like, hey, Draymond's got to earn our trust back in the locker room. I always view Kevon, even though he's quiet, he's a quiet guy, calm demeanor. He has that big smile, but he is one of the leaders of this team.
This is Kevon Looney.
And it speaks volumes when a guy like him, who's not Steph, who's not Draymond, who's not Andrew Wiggins, but it was a starter with them at one point, is willing to take DMPs at time and have that buy-in. That's when you see a guy like that. If I'm Brandon Pajemski, if I'm Moses Moody, if I'm Lindy Waters, like, if he's willing to do that, I can do that. Who am I to have an ego if Kevon Looney, multi-champion and a legend of this team, of this franchise, is willing to sit down and humble himself? Who am I to judge?
Moondog offensive rebound percentage rate. He has the best in the league right now. Actually second, because DeAndre Jordan in his few minutes that he's gotten. But
I was going to say, he's still playing?
Yeah, he doesn't qualify. Loondog,
is he on the Nuggets still?
He's still on the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, my God.
He's still on the Denver Nuggets.
Him and Russ?
He's chilling on the bench. He's chilling. But Loondog, as a rebounder, man, it's just been great. He's been awesome this year. 8.5 rebounds per game. 8.5 rebounds per game, and I bet you he's playing how many minutes a game? He's playing 16 minutes a game, averaging 8.5 rebounds.
Wow.
A game. Think about that. That's pretty cool. Now, what was it like playing against Klay Thompson?
It was extremely weird. You know, when they announced Kyrie Irving and he said number 11, it was like you just assumed it was going to be Klay coming out to 11, but it was weird to see him in a different jersey, a different uniform. But the game was a lot of fun. You know, that's what I expected it to be like. You know, with those, you know, Steph, Draymond, Klay, none of them want to lose to each other in cars. They don't want to lose in the shooting competition. They don't want to lose in a race. So I know in a game like that, it was going to be a lot of fun, a lot of juices, a lot of trash talking. I think it lived up to the hype.
It did live up to the hype. Now, what do you think Curry yelled at the camera, Loondog?
I don't know exactly what he said. I know a little bit what he said, but I don't know if I can cuss on the radio. He did say some cuss words.
Yeah.
This is my house. I know he said that. But before that, I don't really know what he said. He was doing a lot of screaming, a lot of celebrating. And Draymond will probably let you know in his podcast coming up.
That's Loondog, good.
That is good stuff right there. Loondog, a hell of an interview. I love Loondog. Really good dude. Fifth in the league in offensive rebounds with 44 offensive rebounds. Zubac leading the league in fit with 50, but he's played in two more games than Kevon Looney. So 44 offensive rebounds for Loondog. He's playing to 16 minutes a game, folks.
I was going to say, he has some DMPs against like OKC, right?
Yeah, he had DMP because they went small. So Steve Kerr played the matchups. He'll play tonight because Memphis is pretty big.
Yep. Now Zach Edey versus Kevon Looney.
Zach Edey. Jaren Jackson Jr.
He's good.
Zach Edey. I'm intrigued to see Zach
Edey. Me too. He's one of those, like, listen, I say what you will about him, but he was one of, like, the stars of college the last couple of years. Him and Dalton Connect, right? Those are the guys. So
Dalton Connect is a guy. I like Dalton Connect. Before we get to 60 Seconds of Celebrity, I don't want to lose focus on what you teased before the break. Oh. Now, that was about 25 minutes ago.
It's a 25-minute tease.
Yeah. And I don't know if I mentioned that segment was sponsored by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com.
Well, now you did.
You feel better about the Warriors' chances at being a contender than the 49ers' chances, despite the 49ers going to the NFC title game for the last 5 years and two Super Bowls. And the Niners right now, 5-4, hosting Seattle. They beat Seattle six straight times. Brock Purdy is yet to lose to Seattle. And he just threw for 353 yards, which Tom Brady called the quietest 300-yard passing game he's ever seen. You don't have a lot of belief in the Niners in making a run or possibly becoming a contender in the NFC.
I mean, is that?
And I want to know why.
Is that a compliment saying it's the quietest 300-yard performance he's ever seen?
I've never heard that before.
I think that's a good thing. I would like to know when I'm throwing for 300 yards. It means I'm having a great day.
Well, he had a great fourth quarter.
There you go.
And he's had a great fourth quarter against Green Bay in the playoffs, a great fourth quarter, second half against Detroit. Okay, fourth quarter, the Super Bowl, but
not good enough in the Super Bowl.
Not good enough, and that's the Super Bowl. I get it.
Exactly.
I get you new booties here, and when I say new booties, it's a new generation of sports fan. You either got to win or you're a bum. I get it. I get that. Why the thought?
I never said he was a bum. I just said he wasn't good enough to win a Super Bowl.
No. If you don't win, your team's trash. If you do win, you're chaps or whatnot. There's no middle ground. There's no gray area. There's no credit for getting into the Final Four.
I never said that.
There's no credit in getting to the Final Four.
We're both millennials. I hope you know that, Bonte. When people lump us together, no,
I'm not.
You act
like a Gen Z guy.
What year?
I was born in 1982.
Great. So it's 1980 to 1995. Those are what millennials are. If you're born between those years, you're a millennial. I was born in 93. So we have a gap, but we're still millennials.
I think you matured into a G. I think you morphed into a Gen Z
guy. I don't
think
so. Trust me, I don't. Trust me, I don't. Right. I don't have enough tattoos to be a part of this next community or whatever.
Well, my generation has a lot of Gen Z. I like that.
No. My millennial people have a lot of tattoos. That's when it all exploded. All my buddies got tattoos. I'm the only one without a tattoo.
Don't worry. We picked up the baggy jeans and baggy pants stuff. That stuff's coming back from the late 90s.
Oh, you picked that up from us?
Yeah, we did. And then it got a little, like, the clothes started to get a little tighter. You started wearing polos, preppy, Abercrombie.
Like Jay-Z said, I don't wear skinny jeans because my blah, blah, blah don't fit.
I don't wear skinny jeans either.
Yeah, no.
I'm a big Levi's guy.
Jay-Z said, I don't wear skinny jeans because my knocks don't fit. But I want to know why you don't believe the Niners could be contenders and why you believe in the Warriors more. Stop ducking the questions.
Who have they beaten? Seriously, if we're going by that, like the eye test or anything like that, the Jets? They're an absolute dumpster fire. Congratulations, you crushed them.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Right, the Cowboys are about to fire their coach. The Dak Prescott's out for the year. They're cooked. They're going to go to Trey freaking Lance, their third stringer, over Cooper Rush probably. The Patriots, please. Another top five pick team.
Ooh, this is the ghost of Trey Lance.
Stop. The Bucks, they're about to be out of the playoffs. They're 4-6. They haven't beaten anyone to give me faith in this team.
Right.
You beat the Packers next week. You beat the Bills. Great. You beat the Seahawks. You should beat the Seahawks, this team. You're almost touchdown favorites against them, according to Vegas. You should beat them. If you lose to them, I'm not convinced this team is good, even though they are over 500. I'm not convinced that this is a good team. Tell me I'm wrong.
Do you believe Washington's good?
I don't know. They didn't play well last night against a division rival, I'll tell you that. That was the first time I've seen Jaden Daniels look like, that's not good enough.
Because they beat the New York Giants twice. They beat Chicago on the Hail Mary.
Chicago's
not Carolina.
Good. They
beat Carolina. They beat Cleveland.
Cleveland's not
they
good.
They did beat Arizona in the desert. They had a lot of injuries, but they dropped 42 on Arizona. They beat Cincinnati. Cincinnati good?
I don't know with Cincinnati. They could be good. Their defense is not, but their offense is really good.
They're 4-6.
They are, but
they're 4-6. And you want to talk about a team that hasn't beaten anybody. Cincinnati's four wins. Carolina, New York Giants, Cleveland Browns, Las Vegas Raiders.
If the Cincinnati Bengals were playing the San Francisco 49ers this week, I'd be taking the Cincinnati Bengals.
So I want to know. Let's go to. We got time for 60 seconds of Celebrini? All right, real quick. 888-957-9570. Line up for two things. Shameless shout outs. And then who the hell do you believe in more right now? Is it the 49ers or the Golden State Warriors? And I can't believe we're only a week and a half into the NBA season talking about the Warriors being contenders. I'm blown away.
The Warriors have more impressive wins.
I'm optimistic about them, but who do you believe in more?
Right now,
888-957-9570. Is it the 49ers or is it the Golden State Warriors? I want people to chew on that and call us at 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. 60 seconds to celebrate me.
It's time for 60 Seconds of Celebrini.
Celebrini exchanges. Shoot, star!
Where we recap all the great things Sharks phenom Macklin Celebrini did last night.
Wouldn't you know it, the number one overall draft pick, Macklin Celebrini.
Your 60 Seconds of Celebrini starts now.
Yeah, guys, the Sharks did fall to the Rangers at Madison Square Garden last night, 3-2, but you always say the future's teal. We got a little bit of a glimpse of that future last night. About 2:56 into the second period, the Sharks had a power play. And for the first time this season, guys, Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith were on the ice for a power play together for all of 4 seconds before Barkley Goodrow got an interference penalty and made it a 4-on-4. But that was not the end, because Braden Schneider of the Rangers got whistled for holding about a minute and a half later, and suddenly the Sharks had a 4-on-3 for about 27 seconds. So Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith were back on the ice along with William Eklund, and they got a couple shots off. They were not able to score, but again, for the first time, we were able to see the Sharks youngsters on the power play line together. Guys, the future's teal. I think that is a group that we can get used to seeing together on the ice when they have that man advantage. So, again, it's not always about the stat sheet for Macklin Celebrini. Sometimes you just got to look at what he's actually doing out there on the ice along with all those other guys.
And that's 6 seconds of Celebrini.
Yeah, 6 seconds of Celebrini. Not bad.
Beat the foghorn right there.
He beat the clock. He beat the clock. I'm going to beat the clock, too. Who the hell do you believe in more right now, folks? Be real. Niners or Warriors? The Niners have been on runs. The Warriors, we're 11 games in. Is it even appropriate to even ask this question right now? 888-957-9570 is the number. More coming up, brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.